Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I'm interviewing Ron and Glenda Petty on their book, Heaven is Real. Without a doubt, this book is just so filled with the atmosphere of heaven. Anyone reading this book that doesn't believe in heaven will believe in heaven. It's the most credible account that I have seen. And tell me some of the response, Glenda Petty, that people are giving you that are reading this book.
The most frequent response we get is that they could not put the book down. And it's not really a fast reading book, I would have to say, but it's just they can't put it down.
That was my experience, I can tell you that. Tell me about that 80-year-old woman.
Right. The most recent testimony we had from a friend just a few days ago was that her mother, who's in her mid-80s, has a condition that she won't have much longer on this earth, and she's saved. She's a Christian, but she was very fearful of dying. And really, her attitude was very negative. And she lives with another sister, so she lives with her adult daughter. Our friend loaned the book to her sister to read, and in the meantime, the mother picked it up. And the mother read it from cover to cover, and immediately her attitude was so changed. The fear is gone. She's very pleasant now. She's ready to go be with Jesus. It made a complete attitude change in their home, and the whole family is so grateful that the mother is now so peaceful.
Now, tell me about that supernatural brain surgery of the girl with Meniere's disease.
Oh, my goodness. We're both chuckling.
I remember that one.
Yes. Yes, we were visiting a friend, Mignon Morel, in Spring, Texas, three Christmases ago. And one of her friends had Meniere's disease. And there were about 15 of us in the living room that evening. And the girl with the condition pulled her chair up to us. We were all seated. And she said, "Would you please just pray for my ears?" Well, we said, "Well, sure." Well, we didn't pray but maybe a minute, when suddenly the girl just fell back into her chair. She was just out. It was actually like an anesthesia had taken over. Her eyelids started fluttering, just fluttering, fluttering. She was completely out. This went on for 10 or 15 minutes. And then Ron just began to narrate what he was seeing. And what he was seeing was her head just seemed to open. And of course, now to us, she looks perfectly natural and normal, and she's very much at rest. So the rest of us are seeing nothing unusual except for the fluttering eyelids. But then Ron saw her head open up and just, I can't describe it really, but just stuff coming out. And I think the stuff was just demonic. It was, Ron's saying possibly
pride,
doubt. There were just the demonic. This girl was a Christian. So we were puzzled as to what could be coming out. It might have been generational problems back in her ancestry. We do not know. But at any rate, after a period of time of all of this coming out, and Ron even began to be nauseous at points in time, just seeing what all was pouring out of her head, then her eyelids stopped fluttering, and she opened her eyes, and someone in the room had said, "I think when she wakes up, she may have a song to sing." Well, she heard that, and when she opened her eyes, she just had a beautiful melody that she sang without words, but a beautiful melody. And that was the end of that, that episode. And then as the evening progressed, the girl could hear clearly. Prior to this, she had already a significant hearing loss. She had the ringing in her ears, and another very significant part to this disease was standing with people behind you, she could never understand a particular voice. So as she was speaking to Ron and I, she could hear clearly each individual person in the room behind her, and she could understand their voice perfectly well. Well, then, in a short time, she went back for another MRI for medical testing. The Meniere's disease was completely gone. So it was medically documented that she was completely clear of this disease that would have been fatal.
Well, Ron, I am overwhelmed over this supernatural X-ray vision that God gives you to know what's wrong. I believe that if you pray for those that are listening right now, God will show you people. And would you pray for healing for people that are listening right now? But I believe God will begin to show you things in the Spirit.
Okay. Father, now in the name, the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, in his name, Father, ask that your presence envelop the hundreds of thousands of people that are listening right now. Father?
I pray that the Lord touch their mind right now to receive the truth of his word.
I just saw a lady get up out of a wheelchair.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me what else you're seeing, Ron.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. Oh, wow.
What else are you seeing?
Just literally hundreds of people. This is so simple. A lot of colds. You know,
like allergy-like colds?
Allergy-like colds are being healed. My goodness. There must be at least 1,000 people, at least.
So it's as if their immune systems are being restored?
I don't know.
The colds are going?
Yeah, the colds are leaving. My goodness. Oh, wow. Thank you, Father.
Ron, why did God send you back? What was the purpose for you not dying and just staying in heaven? I know it wasn't your time, but what is your purpose here on earth now?
Ron is still mesmerized. I don't think he heard the question. I would have to say two of our children were born during those 10 years. His memory was so severely impaired.
Right.
So for him to be sent back, two children hadn't come on the scene yet.
I'm sorry, Ron is seeing something. Ron, what are you seeing right now? What are you seeing right now?
My vision is just, oh, wow.
Okay, what were you seeing?
Crowds. I mean, literally crowds. I don't know. I'm sorry. But every one of them seemed to, it was something from their head. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm praying it was disbelief.
That's the exact word.
I'm really praying for disbelief.
That disbelief just evaporated. Wow. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I mean, if you've got an anointing that disbelief goes, I can't think of anything better. I know you're not used to praying this way on the radio, but I have to tell you, I've interviewed most of the men and women of the highest anointing level, but there is an anointing in this studio to a degree I've never experienced before.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm tired.
I understand. Tell me about that Buddhist man.
One of the most unique feedbacks, I would say, we've had from our book was a lady here in Lufkin purchased the book to send to her father, who was in his 70s, living in Hawaii, and was a lifelong resident of Hawaii. He had spent all of his life Buddhist, and then when he came to visit her here in Texas a few years ago, he had been saved by the Lord Jesus. He had received the Lord into his life.
Oh, my goodness. You can't believe the angels in this place that are just clapping and they're just
rejoicing.
My goodness. Hallelujah.
They're everywhere.
I think a lot of people just got saved, Ben.
Well, I know we didn't preach the gospel, but there's the anointing to believe for anything, so I'm going to believe in Jesus' name that you just say with your mouth right now, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Say it out loud now. I believe that Jesus died for my sins.
Oh.
And by his blood, I am forgiven.
Amen.
And I make Jesus my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Wow. You cannot believe what I'm seeing.
Tell me, what are you seeing?
Just literally thousands of people that I'm assuming they're all Christians. I don't know, but they're quote, good people. That's the only way I can put it, because they're not wrestling anything. They're rejoicing. I mean, they got their hands in the air.
They're worshiping.
They're worshiping. I don't... Thank you, Glenda. my goodness, there's literally thousands. They can't fit in this room. Oh, my goodness.
We want to make their book, Heaven is Real, available. And this book is the most credible book that I have seen of a man's experience of dying, going to heaven, observing what goes on, then coming back, and the gifting that God has given him, that the presence of heaven is on this book. People that aren't sure about heaven, by the time you finish, it's so credible, you'll believe it. Available for a donation of $20. Heaven is real. Shabbat shalom. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.